There is power, so much power. You know his power in the name of Jesus. Power, so much power. You know there's power in his name. Say it again. There is power. Yes, sir. So much power. You know there's power in the name. Yes, sir. So much power. You know there's power in his name. Say it again. There is power. Yes, sir. So much power. Oh, I believe there's power in the name. Yes, sir, so much power. Oh, I believe your power in his name. Let's say it again. There is power. How many believe so much power? Oh, I know it's power in the name. Yes, sir, so much power. Oh, I believe church power in his name. Let me tell you all this. A man came to Jesus and said, Lord, I want to be healed. My body all filled with sores. And said, Father, I want to live. Jesus reached out and touched him, and all the sores went away. Just like you heal that man that day, you can move your sickness away. Cause there is power. Yes, sir.
So much power.
Oh, I believe there's
power
in the name.
In the name
of Jesus. Oh, power. Oh, yes, sir.
So much power.
Oh, I believe there's
power.
Can I say this one more time? Listen. A man came to Jesus and said, Lord, I want to be healed. My body all filled with sores. And said, Jesus, I want to live. Jesus reached out and touched him, and all the sores went away. Just like you heal that man that day, you can move your sickness away. Cause there is power. Yes, there's
so much power.
Oh, I believe there's
power
in the name.
In the name of
Jesus. Oh, power. Yes, there's
so much power.
Oh, I believe there's
power.
I just come to tell you there's power
in the name
of Jesus. I know there's power in the name of
power.
How many believe in the name of Jesus? I know there's
power
in the name of
power.
Read God's word.
In the name.
It will let you know
in the name.
That there is power, church.
In the name
of
power.
Whatever you need,
in the name.
You can call the name Jesus.
In the name.
I know that power.
In the name.
In the name of Jesus.
Power.
If you need a healing. You can call the name Jesus. I know that power.
In the name
of whatever you like. You can find it in the word of God. I know that power.
In the
name of Jesus. I remember reading about the blind man. How God touched his eye that day, and he was healed. trials
in
down in the jail.
In the name.
When they call the name Jesus,
in the name.
He delivered them all.
When
you walk, you can just call that name Jesus. I know there's power
in the name
of Jesus. I know there's a power
in the name
of Jesus. I know there's power
in the name
of Jesus. Three Hebrew boys down in the land, when they called the name Jesus, Jesus delivered them there. Whatever you want, just call the name Jesus. I know there's power
in the
name of Jesus. I fly the Lord when I was on my bed of cancer. I called the name Jesus and he delivered me from the Lord. So whatever you want, you can call that name Jesus. Something about that name,
in the name,
it will bring healing. For there is
power.
Yes, sir.
So much power.
Oh, I believe, church, in the name. Oh, yes, sir.
So much power.
Oh, I believe, church,
power
in his name.
Anybody believe that?
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There is power in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You remember now, it's got to be in his name. And you can't be claiming it. But in his name, then you can have power. Praise God, because we said we can do all things through Christ, which provides our strength. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We praise God for another day that he has made, and we are still here. So we're supposed to be praising him for being in his day. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You don't own the day. It belongs to him. And without him, there wouldn't be a day. Without him, there wouldn't be a you. Hallelujah. Everything is God's. And everything belongs to him. Praise God. He has allowed you to share it for a little while. Glory be to God. So honor God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and to our presider, Elder Swenson, to all our other preachers in the house. Praise God for you. Praise God, and all officers of the Church of God. Praise God for you. And everybody else, the lay persons, we praise God for you as well. Hallelujah. Praise God, for he is wonderful. And we're not going to hold you up long. Praise God. It's 12:23. We ought to have you out here by a quarter of or less. Okay. Hallelujah. From the Psalms 100. Okay. And verse 3. Psalms 100. Verse
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we stand to yield the spiritual man, mental man, physical man. We're casting all our cares into your hand that you may use us for your glory, your honor, and your praise. We stand not to take no claim for ourselves, but we realize all everything belongs to you. In the name of Jesus, and we just here to glorify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Are we there? Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. I'm going to ask the person next to you, do you know who you are? Do you know who you are? This being Black History Month, and we as Black people have gone through a lot of things and a lot of changes. We are about the only race I can think of who has not had a name to settle with. We're always seemingly up until 2000 changing it, who we are, who we were supposed to be. And people have died over the name because they don't realize who they are. We tend to take what people call us and go on with that. And when you want to change it from that to something else, we can lash onto that too. That means that we don't know who we are, but we need to know who we are so that we can be stable, steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. We ought to know we are God's children, and we are who God said we are, and not who man say we are. But we'll get all frustrated, get in temper tantrum, send our blood pressure through the roof, get guns and shoot one another, all because we don't know who we are. So we need to make it our mind who we are. We can't celebrate our history till we find out who we are. Because you can't celebrate somebody on who we are. You got to know who you are, then you can know where you came from and where your roots lie. Hallelujah. In my short time on this earth of 81 years, I've gone through several name changes. When I was young, I believe that they were calling us niggers. And then as I progressed about 10 years down the road, the niggers changed to Negro. And went on a little bit further up the hill. The name now become colored people. And we just easily take that, what they call us, and moved on with that. And when we went from colored people to went to black, which I thought was pretty good, but that didn't last much long. We went from black to, what was the other one? African-American. Yeah, African-American. So it's time we get settled in one name, they change us to something else. And we just fall right in line. As the neighbors say, are you sure you know who you are? You need to be sure who you are, then you won't have to go through those changes. Y'all, you got to know that they're not talking about me. They're not talking to me. They didn't call me who God said I am. I'm not what you say I am. I am who God said I am. And God said, let everybody else be alive. Let my word be true. And so it became Afro-American, and that required to change his name again, because we put two different things up there for us to choose from now. Okay. So, and then they try to ask you some other things, try to make you change to that. But we got to know who we are. When we know who we are, it calls us to accomplish things. When we know who we are and what we're supposed to be, it causes us to move forward in the things of the Lord and to cause changes to take place. And they brand us as dumb, brand us as a half person. And I think it was a quarter of a person at first. Then they moved us up to a half a person. And then we got moved to three-fourths, I believe, of a person. One of these days, they're going to recognize us being a whole person. And that's why we still have problems today. They want to be the full-grown whole person and make us lesser than them so they can rule us. But we got to know that I am who God say I am. And nothing you can say, nothing you can do can change who God say I am. Because God said it, that settles it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. So we got to know who we are. God said, you are my people. You are my child. I adopted you into my family. And I did it by the way of Abraham, the promise that I made him. Abraham said, he told Abraham, I'm going to make you a nation, a father of many nations. Hallelujah. And when he's talking about many nations, he's talking like black, white, Jews, Gentiles, whoever all of the things is, that he come to God under that realm, hallelujah, by way of faith through Abraham. If you can believe that God made the promise of Abraham and Abraham has become that father of many nations, we became that too. We are God's children. All right. And he will supply your every need. God said, you are the blessed children of Abraham. So we are blessed and highly favored. We are blessed by the word of God. We are blessed people. We're the head, not the tail. We are the front, not the back. We're the first and not the last. Hallelujah. We are who God said I am. We are blessed in our going, blessed in our coming. It doesn't matter what it looks like to us, how it might feel like to us, we are still blessed in everything that we do. We are blessed. The word said we are the blessed children of Abraham, the seed of Abraham. We are the blessed of God because God blessed us through Abraham. Hallelujah. And through his son Jesus, who gave up his life for you and me. Blessed in our going, blessed in our coming, blessed when we're up, blessed when we're down, blessed standing, blessed sitting, blessed laying, blessed rising, blessed, hallelujah. When it rains, we're blessed. When it snows, we're blessed. When the storm comes, we're still blessed. When things go wrong, blessed, blessed, blessed. I am blessed. But it's got going in the city. I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed when the rain pours down like a river through my soul. We are still blessed. Hallelujah. Blessed, blessed, blessed. That anybody out here blessed? Anybody know you're blessed? Anybody know you're blessed? You may be feeling better in your body, but you're blessed. Anybody know? Anybody, I wish I had somebody to know that I'm blessed. Hallelujah. I'm blessed when you curse me. I'm blessed when you lie on me. I'm blessed when you knock me down. I'm blessed when you do it. Got a life. My name. I'm blessed. Hallelujah. And when you're blessed, you ought to act like you're blessed. Talk like you're blessed. Laugh like you're blessed. Holler like you're blessed. When you're blessed and know that you're blessed. We know that you can't bless me. You can't hurt me. Because I'm blessed. And everything you do, God's going to turn around for my good. We're blessed. Hallelujah. Anybody know that you know that you know that you know you know that you're blessed? And nothing by enemies shall hurt you. So then if you know you're blessed, you have to make a joyful noise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all of your land, everybody, saved or unsaved. Make a joyful noise. He said, all, hallelujah, ye land. Why? Because you're blessed. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his brethren with singing. That third verse. Know ye. Tell somebody you need to know who you are. All right. Know ye that the Lord is good. It's God. Know that the Lord is God. So you need to know who God is. He's not Ali. He's not Buddha. He's not Hindus. He's God. Well, Genesis tells that he told people that he's God. They were calling him Yahweh. He said, but Moses didn't know me by that name. Moses knew me by the name of God, and that shall be my name forever. He is God. You ain't got to call him Yahweh. You don't have to call him anything else but God. You don't have to say he's Jehovah. He said, God is my name. And God shall be my name forever. Know who you came from. You came from God, because the word said, it is he that had made us. Does anybody know that? Know that you were made by God? Know that you were made in his image? Anybody out there know that? That you were made to be like God. You were made to be and look like God. Act like God. Talk like God, sound like God. You ought to know that he is the God of your salvation. He is the God of your joy. He is the God of your peace. He is. Know you that it is he that made us and not we ourselves. We are his people. And the sheep of his pasture. So the word has declared and proclaimed that we are God's people. And that make us children, sons and daughters. We his kings and we are his princes and priests and queens and prince and kings. We are God's handiwork. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. So we need to enter his gates. When we get on the grounds, the gates to the sanctuary, we are there. Come on, and we enter before you get out of the car. Saying, Lord, thank you. You brought me here safe. The car could have frozen. So third wheel locked, and you can't turn it. You're going to run off the road. So you ought to be thankful that you got here safe. And then when you come in, throw doors. Come in with a praise. You ain't got to come in hollering if the service already started. But if the service is not already started, come in hollering. But if the service already started, you can throw up a hand. Somebody said, if I couldn't say a word, I could just wave my hand. Hallelujah. Letting you know that I recognize God brought me here. And now I'm in his holy sanctuary where I can praise his name. You ought to know that we are children of praise, children of victory, children of grace, children of joy, children of peace. Enter his gates with thanksgiving into his court with praise. And bless. Be thankful that you got here and bless his name. For the Lord is good. Anybody know it's good? Anybody mad with him? Okay, because some people are mad with God. All he does for you every day. And I think my time about up. Hallelujah. But I just came by today to remind you and to ask you to search yourself to know that and see if you know who you are. Okay? Who you are. You know? Do you know? So we need to know that I'm not a dog. I'm a human being. So when you call me a dog, you ain't talking to me. You're not even talking to my hand. You ain't talking to nothing about me at all. So I won't say a word. I ain't got to give them straightened out. The word already straightened them out. Hallelujah. I don't have to defend my name. I am who God said I am. Okay, and I will be all that God said I will be. I am his people. Hallelujah. God didn't say I was a dog, so I ain't no dog. Okay. All right. Anybody know that? Okay. Whatever they call you, don't get all bent out of shape. They did the same to Jesus. They even called him a devil, child of the devil. And he didn't get all bent out of shape because he knew who he was. God bless you. If you know who you are, and now you know who you are, say amen. Amen. If you really know who you are, wave your hand. If you really, really, really know you have, stand up if you can to holler, hallelujah! I know who I am. And nobody in the world can change who I am. It doesn't matter what you call me. I'm not who you think I am. I am who God say I am, and that's it. God's invitation extended.
Will there be one this evening? Desire had a closer walk with Christ. Maybe one of you want that special touch. If you want something personal in your life, now is opportunity to say, God, here am I. Come see about me. The pastor will touch and agree with you. He's going to get so many things taken care of. If you lost your identity in any way, shape, or form, now is the time to find it. Things happen in life. Sometimes you got to get refocused. If you need prayer, now this is your opportunity. As the miracle is saying,
if I couldn't say one word, I just wave my hand. If I couldn't say one word, I'll just wave my hand. The reason why he's been good to me, kept me out of danger when danger was around me. If I couldn't say one word, oh, I'd wave my hand. If I couldn't say one word, I'd wave my hand. Thank you, Lord. If I couldn't say one word, I'd wave my hand. Even good to me, kept me out of danger was around me. If I couldn't say one word, I'd just wave my hand.
Hallelujah. Amen. What an awesome word. Pastor came and dropped the plow. Amen. Didn't I pastor preach? Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. Had this great man of God with us this long and still preaching the word of God. Amen. We got to give him a hand clap of praise.
Amen. Everybody say, amen. Let everybody say, amen. Let everybody say, amen. Amen.
May grace for God, our Savior Jesus Christ, rest you by his fourth night and forevermore. Let us all sing with the choir.
Let the church say, amen. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Come on, church, and say amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.